It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in with Andy and Bob. And this segment of the Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by GoPSURV. It's time to start thinking blue-white game, and GoPSURV.com has its best deals ever for you. Starting at just $500 for your own luxury RV for the weekend. Arrive Friday, stay the whole weekend till Sunday. Have their bus drop you off and pick you up at the game. It is the ultimate tailgate experience. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for all the details. Gentlemen, are you ready for Take a Stand?
Andy is ready. He just looked me in the eye. I can tell he's ready. I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous too.
All right, but here's how it goes. I'll make a statement regarding the Penn State football, and you could either agree, disagree, or, well,
don't plead. Give Andy a third option. Don't give Andy a third option.
Plead with me to end the segment early. All right, here we go. All right, Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Justin Fields, Joe Burrows, all elite quarterbacks who led their team to the playoffs. The quarterback that can lead Penn State to legitimate national contention is not on the roster right now.
Ooh. You know what? I tend to agree with that. You know what? I could see a scenario, obviously, where they get to the playoff this year, but you're talking about legit. You know, there's the,
not get there and lose 40.
Yeah,
nothing.
we've seen teams get in there as the four seed and just get pushed around pretty good.
Yeah,
so I think that's the distinction you're making, and I do agree with that. I think that both Sean Clifford and Will Levis will improve under the direction of Kirk Soraka this year. I think both can improve, and they both need to improve. But I think you do need to make a distinction between, you know, a four-star athlete and a five-star game changer. And I think anymore, you need somebody who can turn the game, either with his legs or with his arm. And I'm not sure those guys are either one of those guys.
So I agree with the premise that he's not on the roster.
Is a butt coming?
I don't think. The difference is, I think there is a possibility that Sean Clifford-led offense can possibly get. I can see a scenario where they get to the playoffs. I don't see a possibility where they can, for teams that have an elite quarterback like that, where they can wholly compete for 60 minutes at that level.
I will say one guy on the roster that might be closest to Penn State would just have to hit the lottery. But in terms of just pure athleticism, I still just wonder about Michael Johnson, because
I do too.
He has got some skills that I have not seen from a Penn State quarterback in a long, long time. The jury's out on the kid that's coming in. I know Ross really likes
him. Kid from Vegas.
But I did see Michael Johnson up close a couple years on the practice field. He sure looks the part of a quarterback who, if he could really take a couple of steps forward, could cause defenses problems. But I just think he's got a ways to go yet.
Very good.
I'm good.
I'll call it that. We did take the stand. I didn't hear any wishy-washy.
I'll take the next one first.
All right. Starting off, Andrew, with all the running back talent on this team and lack of wide receiver talent, we will see a two running back set more often in 2020.
Nope.
He took a stand.
I am. They are not going to use two running backs, and they are not going to take the ball out of Sean Clifford's hands like that on a consistent basis. Enough to say that they are a two-back offense. I can't see it. I could an occasional, maybe, and I'm a maybe on that. But in terms of seeing a two-back set and Penn State having a two-back set as part of their offense, I'm a hard no.
I think James Franklin's vision of the offense is the second running back is the quarterback. That's essentially what you would agree with that. I would agree with that. I don't think you're going to see Clifford in the game with Noah Kane and Journey Brown, unless it's a trick play. I just think that that's the way they're going, and I know that they need some wide receivers to step up. I think they will step up.
Go ahead, Andy. You want to say something? Go ahead.
I am very, very concerned about the wide receiver position at the Pennsylvania State University for 2020.
Which is why we put out that premise. All right, before we go on, don't forget the blue-white game is coming up. And, yes, we are offering a raffle of a free RV at gopsurv.com. We're calling it the KSN RV. That's right. You could get a free luxury RV for the spring game. All you have to do is download the free Keystone Sports app to your phone. You'll see the RV button. Hit that button and give us your info, and you're entered in the drawing.
Before you get to the next one, I want to say another reason I'm a hard no, I just thought of it. That's why I'm bringing it up, is despite, you know, a little wonky at times early on, they know how to use multiple running backs and get a lot out of them because, A, they're talented, but, B, they know sort of they understand how they're going to make it work, and I just think they're not going to change the system if they think they can make it work.
There you go.
That's my right. It's my second argument.
Staying away from the wishy-washy.
Consider that venting.
All right, I'll take it. All right, here's the next one, and we're going to start with Bobby Flo on this one. I am the athletic director at one of the sleeping giants in college football. Take your pick. USC, Texas, Florida State.
You know who we're talking about.
And I can have any coach in the country. I choose James Franklin.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
I think James has come a long way as he enters his seventh year, and Ross Tucker passionately made the case that he's at least a top five coach, and I don't think I would disagree with that.
I don't disagree with that either.
Probably going to take Dabo Sweeney.
that's a good call.
I'm taking Dabo Sweeney as well.
The fact though that I had to think about it speaks to how far James has come. I think in the last. Since 2016. I mean, I remember that in 2016, I didn't even think he was maybe one of the top four or five coaches in the Big Ten, and he's obviously made me eat those words. And I agree with Ross, top five for sure. But if you're going to tell me Dabo's out there, I'm probably gonna go him first. But I had to think about it, Jim. So I think that's a pretty interesting question you just asked. Pretty interesting statement you just made.
I think it's Dabo Sweeney, but. Oh, man. Yeah, I would take Dabo over James Franklin. Would there be anybody else? I would say probably not.
Yeah, I think Nick Saban at this stage of the game, I think he's lost a little bit off his fastball.
I would agree.
It's really a young man's profession, and I think James is a CEO in the truest sense. What you get with him is somebody who's a spokesman, a great recruiter, somebody who can relate to the kids, somebody who can get coaches to come coach with him. He's a big picture guy. So he might be a top three coach.
I would take James over Kirby. I would definitely take him over Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. If you're talking about, you know, some of the bigger names out there. I think it would be Dabo and Dabo only. And then after that, it would be James.
Well, and I think what was interesting to me, Bob, as you were describing the traits of James Franklin, you could have been talking about Dabo Sweeney. Yeah. Well, also.
Yeah.
And they both took programs that weren't in that class and led them to where they are now. So they both have that characteristic.
The difference in Dabo for me is both have proven that they can do more with a little less, right? Both of them, James and Dabo. Dabo has shown that when he can do even more with more, and James hasn't created that opportunity for himself at Penn State yet. I'm not saying it's a possibility.
Dabo's fortunes changed when he got Deshaun Watson.
Okay,
so I would make the argument that James Franklin might be one or two players away from.
That's why I said it's
having
very close.
A Dabo like influence in college football.
So perhaps if he had gotten Justin Fields.
Yes.
I would say that's something I would agree with 100%.
100%
right.
agree.
All right, next
and
one.
And it was close.
Next one up, and we'll start with Andy on this one. Micah Parsons will be on the stage in New York for the Heisman Award.
Boy, there's three yeses going through. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. He's got one more. He's got another gear. He's got another level. The way he played in the Memphis game is now the expectation of how you should expect him to play 8 or 9 out of 12 games this season. So, yes.
He's going to be a top 5 pick in the 2021 NFL draft if he stays healthy. He will not be on the stage in New York City. That is an award.
It's a quarterback award.
It's a quarterback and a little bit of a running back award. I think they only invited 3 guys last year, maybe 4.
Chase Young went.
I know. I'm not going to make that leap. I don't want to be accused of being a homer, but man, is he a good player. Andy, I hope you make me eat my words.
Yeah, I would say
all
yes.
Right, both of you took a stand. That's what I appreciate most. Very good. All right, next one. And this one starts with you, Bob. Kirk Ciarrocca will make us forget Joe Moorhead.
Ooh. I'm going to say no to that just because of, you know, the excitement that Joe Moorhead brought along. He had some good players. He had Barkley and he had Trace McSorley. He had Gesicki. He had Godwin. Yes, I get all of that. He didn't have a great offensive line to work with. The excitement he brought, I think, to the Penn State fan base for just energizing the Penn State offense, because 2014 and 2015 were some dark years to watch offensive football. I think Kirk inherits it with the offensive line, with a veteran quarterback, and with that running back room, and an All-American tight end. I think he inherits a much more stable and much more potentially balanced offense than Joe did. So I'm going to, as much as I think Kirk is going to really help this offense take another step, especially in the passing game, I wouldn't go as far as to say he'll make us, I don't think he'll make us forget Joe Moorhead.
Yeah, I'm a hard no on that, because Joe Moorhead and that sort of hair on fire, unpredictable flair for the dramatic type of, he just cut it loose, and I don't think Ciarrocca's built that way as a coordinator, but what the pieces that he has, Bob's made the very valid point of, it's just not built to run like that now. So, and it is the standard bearer, and it's a hard marker to reach.
Jimmy's gonna say yeah, but if only Joe could have got that short yardage offense going. I know.
If only he put the fullback in. If only he put the fullback in.
Damn you, Bob Flounders, for reading my mind. That was exactly it. All right, that's it for quarter number 2. Good job, guys. We are going to go to Ask Andy and Bob next.
This is Ross Tucker from the Keystone Sports Network, reminding you that the Blue-White game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV, enjoy 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, and a free bus ride to the stadium. I had the chance to enjoy the ultimate tailgating experience, and now you can too. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark 1-800-519-8467 for all the details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.